We are now 40 days and 15 hours away from going to the polls. And I know that because the 2GB website has actually put up an election counter. You can check it out, 2GB.com. And while you're there, as I said, click on the feedback icon and tell me what's on your mind. It's worth noting, too, that the electoral roll closes tomorrow evening. So you have about 26 hours to enrol or update your details for the federal election. So if you have kids or grandkids who've turned 18 since the last election, then make sure you nag them to get on the roll before 8 tomorrow night. Let's take a look at the election campaign. 2GB's Federal Parliament reporter Stephanie Boris is travelling with the Prime Minister and she's on the line. Steffi, thanks for joining us. Where are you and the Prime Minister this Sunday evening?
Good evening, Nat. Well, at the moment we're in Sydney, but the big question is where will we be heading next?
Yeah, the old mystery flight, that's for sure. I did log on Instagram early this morning and saw that Malcolm Turnbull had posted a few photos of sunrise over Sydney Harbour and they were clearly taken on the water. So was he up bright and early campaigning here in Sydney?
Yes, he was indeed. He does like to get on the water every now and then. He owns a kayak and often heads out on Sydney Harbour. He's often spotted with his big bucket hat on, just paddling around the harbour, so to speak. So this morning he went out, not with any media. We actually found out later in the day he told us that he'd been out and about. And in fact, he wasn't the only leader out and about in Sydney this morning. Bill Shorten was quite cheeky, shall I say. He headed to Malcolm Turnbull's electorate, which is, of course, is Wentworth, and that covers Sydney's eastern suburbs. So he parked his big bus with his face on the side down at Bondi for everyone to see. And then he and his shadow immigration minister, Richard Miles, they went for a run from Bondi to Clovelly and back.
So that's a pretty good run.
K's. Is that right, Nat?
Yeah.
You do it quite a bit around there with the running.
Yeah, about 8 Ks even. Yeah, that's a pretty good run for a Sunday morning.
And the steps too, I would not be a fan of all.
True.
So he said that it was a beautiful spot to go for a run in the morning, but of course I'm sure a little bit of a jab at the Prime Minister for being in his electorate at the same time.
Right, so a healthy start for both our leaders, and health does seem to have been the day's main topic. Labor used, the marginal coalition seat in Sydney to reaffirm its position to impose extra costs for some medicines, but the Prime Minister was sceptical of that.
Well, this is the second major health policy announcement the opposition has made within less than a week. So today's one specifically was talking about prescription medicines. Now, just as a bit of background, back in 2014, then Prime Minister Tony Abbott made this announcement that there'd be a one-off payment, so to speak, on prescription medicines, this extra $5. So if you went and bought a medicine that needed a script, it would cost an extra $5 for some patients. And that was in order to create a more pool of funding so that Medicare would be more sustainable, that money could be put to those people most in need. Now, this measure is yet to pass through Parliament because it hasn't had the support within the Senate. So the announcement today from Labor was that if they are to win government, they'll scrap this policy, this idea altogether, therefore technically saving patients money. Now, the cost of this, Nat, estimated to be nearly $1 billion. So Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull this afternoon spoke to the media here in Sydney, and he questioned how exactly Labor would fund this. He said it's hardly a way to keep Medicare sustainable. And the opposition leader says basically he'll fund it by not following through on those company tax cuts for big businesses. But Malcolm Turnbull is suggesting that there will be tax rises for the whole population in order for Labor to fund such a promise.
Okay, now week two has been fairly damaging on the campaign. We had the car crash near Bill Shorten's Comm car, and of course David Feeney, the Labor MP and factional power broker, his property portfolio caught him out. There were resignations, of course the AFP raids on ALP premises in Melbourne. Are we expecting some big announcements? I mean, I know we saw those health announcements today, but are we expecting some bigger ones from the parties in week three to really distract us from the circus that was week two?
It was a busy week indeed. Just even you listing them all again, that makes me... When it comes to Labor, we'll hear more policies from them because they're in opposition. They've got nothing to lose to make announcements as the week goes on. But obviously any announcements the government makes, they do come under more scrutiny. Now, when it comes to exactly what we're doing this week, that is a great question. We've got Michael Packey, our political editor, with Bill Shorten this week. He's currently in the air on the way to Perth. And before
right, so that's confirmed.
Yes, I said
I hadn't heard from him in 5 hours, so I figured it had to be a bit of a trip. Yeah.
Well, the other thing as well, which is what we had to do last week, the planes that we go on are private planes and they're relatively smaller. So you stop and refuel in Adelaide. So I got a quick text from him then to say that they were refueling and they were on their way to Perth. So Michael believes they're staying there probably two nights in Perth, and then his understanding is they're then moving on to Darwin. So it's the exact same route
right.
that Malcolm Turnbull did last week.
But you alluded to the fact that you don't know what's coming up. You said you know, you knew you were in Sydney but not sure for how long, so you haven't been given the same sort of information, have you?
No, our camp, the camp that I'm following, Malcolm Turnbull at the moment, is running a very different campaign. So sometimes we don't actually even know where we are until the plane lands or the bus arrives. So it's to the point where if we ask the air hostess on the plane where we're going, they're not allowed to tell us. So it's really, really a tight ship, quite secretive. And I think that's a result of what happened in the first week when Malcolm Turnbull visited a seat in Sydney's west and cancelled a planned trip to a shopping centre.
Yeah, the Westfield Walk.
Hi to voters. Yeah. Mm. Now, of course, the PMO says the reasoning behind this is because everything was delayed and running behind time. But the media on the bus at the time suggested it was more because that event didn't really go the way the Liberals were expecting. So they sort of rejigged their plan. So as a result of that, we're not told anything. I know that I've got to be up and early tomorrow morning at about 5 a.m, but then who knows where we're going. There is speculation potentially we're heading to Eden Monaro, the seat of Eden Monaro, which is in regional New South Wales. And obviously that's a key seat for the Liberals to try and hold still. It's a marginal Liberal seat at the moment, 2.9%. And it's one that's always hotly contested between both major parties.
Okay, Federal Parliament reporter Stephanie Boris, thanks so much for your time. Only 6 weeks to go. Hang in there.
Thanks, Nat.
You probably hate hearing that, and have fun in Cooma when you head down there. 131 873, you're listening to Natalie Peters on Sunday evening.